Jerzyk is now the vice chair of the committee.
Guess I'm your left-hand man.
This morning we have six items. They're all claims. How would the committee like to address the items? Is there any request for a separate action, or would you like to take them one at a time, or would you like to take all of them?
I would just like number four to be taken separately, and then if we can take the rest of the items together, I'd have no problem with that.
Is that a motion, Supervisor?
Yes.
Supervisor Weishaupt moves to take items 1, 2, 3, 5, and 6, and we will look at item 4 later. Supervisor Jerzyk.
I was just wondering if we were including the actual resolutions in that motion. There are two resolutions and six claims.
Yeah, he said five and six.
Technically, there hasn't been a motion made. You're considering that nobody's moved approval of all of the items yet. But we will need a motion to approve all of the items, in which case the resolutions would all be considered in there.
Supervisor Weishaupt spoke to two of the items, and then he moved. He didn't move.
Two and six apparently are the same thing. Only one is property damage. The other is the personal injury damage. I guess I would like to pull out two and six if we could.
Okay. Any other special requests? Then we will now take up items 1, 3, and 5. Unless there's any objection. Madam Clerk, would you please go up there?
Jerzyk?
Yes, aye.
Weishaupt?
Aye.
Cesaro?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Rice?
Aye.
Biddle?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
790 noes.
Supervisor Jerzyk for item 2.
Right. Question on item 2. We've got 2 and we've got 6. This is an incident in which a park employee ran a red light and hit the Glenn Kirby vehicle, including causing him to have personal injury. And my first question is kind of a procedural. When we have both a property damage and a personal injury damage, apparently we have a policy that when there are claims mounting to more than $5,000, we do a formal resolution. Is that correct? And I mean, this pulling this out, even though we actually do have a resolution on it, the total amount in other cases, for example, could be less than $5,000 taken separately, but total $5,000 have taken together. Is there a procedure for handling that?
Mr. Grady.
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, I think the practice, there's nothing in writing to my knowledge, the practice has been to consolidate them. However, I've been here a couple months, and my feeling is that they should be separate because they are individually separate legal claims. The property damage claim could be brought completely separately from the personal injury claim. Could be filed separately as lawsuits, and there's no reason why, for example, the Judiciary Committee couldn't approve the property damage claim and deny the personal injury claim. And so, for that reason, I think they are legally separate claims. They both filed separate claims with the county, and so I believe that that's the way they should be handled. Now, I understand your concern about trying to artificially get underneath the $5,000 cap by separating out claims into several small ones. That's not the intent. It happens to be the case in the situation, but the idea is they're separate legal claims, and I think they're entitled to separate consideration.
Right, and I understand with insurance, the property damage claim is pretty easily handled. I mean, you get the appraisal from a body shop, and everybody looks at it, and if it's reasonable, and there's a clear understanding of negligence here, and running a red light is pretty clear. That matter is pretty easily taken care of, whereas the bodily injury, especially where you've got some soft tissue damage and that kind of stuff, you might start questioning some of that. I do understand that. However, if these two claims were filed in court, I believe a court would consolidate those claims because they arise out of the same set of facts, the same action, the same parties, et cetera. I can see both sides of this, but it, for my purposes, I would prefer to see these things put together when they involve the same incident. That's just my preference. I don't know if the committee wants to weigh in on it. And then the one other concern I have is, these parks employees drive around in trucks, and I sit across the street from a park, and I see it a lot. I would like to understand what Parks does when you have someone violating motor vehicle rules, and I'm wondering if we could get a report on that from the director of Parks, indicating what the procedure is when we have claims arising out of those kinds of incidents. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair. Mr. Gray.
Mr. Chairman, with respect to the first issue, certainly I'm at the pleasure of the committee. And if part of the problem is timing, typically the property damage claims come in quickly for the reasons Supervisor Trusick mentioned. We may or may not get the personal injury claim at the same time. It could be received 2.5 years later. And so I'm willing, if that's the committee's direction, to consolidate them when we know about both of them. But there will be times when they will not be consolidated merely because we don't know about both of them at the same time. So I will leave it up to the committee's direction if you want me to consolidate them.
Supervisor.
And I think that's a very reasonable statement. I mean, in this instance, they're coming to us at one time, so I think it could have been consolidated. But if it's clear that the property damage claim needs to be settled fairly quickly, and that's what Corp Counsel is recommending, I have no problem with doing that and saving the personal injury piece till later. But in this case, it just seemed like that it would have made sense to consolidate those. So I'm not going to object to you using your judgment on that. But.
Thank you.
Is that a direction to staff to follow up with the Parks Department with respect to the second half?
That's my request.
Mr. Session will do that. Supervisor Cesar.
Move approval item 2 and 6.
Any questions, concerns, comments on items 2 and 6? Supervisor Weishaupt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a comment on Supervisor Jurczyk's point. You have to remember that if you're going to gut the personnel of the Parks Department, it's only a natural outcome is now they have to travel more. They have to use vehicles to get from one consolidated maintenance area to smaller parks and things like that. So it's a natural outcome that you're going to have more traffic accidents because you have more employees on the road and using vehicles. And you couple that with not only less personnel, but less training. The fact is we don't, spend, thousands of hours each year training parks employees to make sure they completely know how to operate, a pickup truck or driver safety and all that kind of stuff, because those have, over the last 8 years, been considered less than affordable options. So this is just a natural outcome of when you cut personnel and when you cut training, you end up with more accidents. That's just the way it is. Thank you. That's
all. Supervisor Joseph.
I agree with everything Supervisor Weishaupt just said, but I think if you have more folks having to drive because you've got less people, all the more reason to be more cautious about rules. So I just think it's wise that we at least follow through and see what the procedures are with parks when we have moving vehicle violations that lead to injuries.
Thank you. We have a motion for approval for items 2 and 6. Any further comments, concerns? Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Weishaupt?
Aye.
Cesar?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Rice?
Aye.
Biddle?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes, items 2 and 6 are approved.